Why are we here? That's a very good question. What are we doing here?
Well, why are we here, then?
I have no idea.
Well, you must have had hearsay. You've had enough hearsay so far. You must have been, these aliens are communicating to us in some way. One of these aliens, or several of these aliens, must have given some clues.
They indicate that there have been various genetic corrections in the human species over a period of tens of thousands of years. Progressive, corrective...
What do you mean by that?
Corrections.
Genetic corrections.
That genetically the human species has been upgraded. Now, I'm not in a position to say that's true.
Darwinism out the window then, isn't it?
Well, apparently. If it's true, certainly. And if you look at the descriptions of some of these beings, they are remarkably similar to human beings, albeit highly evolved, some of them at any rate, spiritually. And all of them certainly evolved at a technological level. There's no question about that. And if you look at Jesus, for example, now this is highly controversial stuff,
go ahead.
I agree, but Jesus claimed on two occasions that he was not from this world. If you look at the Star of Bethlehem, it's an interesting story. Whatever else it wasn't a star because it guided apparently the wise men to where Jesus was born. You have Jesus' apparent ability to conquer death. You have the angels who appeared not long afterwards and the apparent physical ascension into heaven. Later on, you have the appearance in the sky of a blinding light, which temporarily blinded some centurions, including Saul of Tarsus, I believe his name was, who was subsequently converted when a voice claiming to be Jesus spoke out of this light in the sky. These are classic examples. There are many others I could cite, like Jesus' extraordinary abilities, alleged abilities, walking over water, his healing abilities, and certainly his telepathic abilities, which accord well with some modern-day descriptions of alien visitors.
Well, the alien visitor who went to that doctor didn't have healing abilities, otherwise he'd have healed himself, wouldn't he?
There was nothing wrong with him. The doctor confirmed to me there was absolutely nothing wrong with him, apparently. And the physical examination was just a cover for imparting information of a scientific and spiritual nature.